Hi, GWA Backstage. I'm not gonna lie, this kind of stuff is really, I think, the reason I wanted to do this. I love these kind of things. I love getting to see the way other people think, or hear the way other people think. And I think I'm interesting. So I like to answer these kind of questions. So anyway, this is answers to Penny's odds and ends questionnaire. All right, number one. You come upon a bag full of unmarked, untraceable bills, equaling to about $1 million. No one's around, no one sees you. What is your next move? Oh, dear God. The mom in me says you immediately take it to the police station and you hand it over. The hopeful person in me says maybe there's a reward. The realist in me says, damn, I need a new car. guilt would take over and I'd take it to the police station. There's no question. Okay, you get to recreate any scene from a book. Which do you pick and why? Which character will you play? Oh my God, I can't admit to this because it's from a Debbie Makehomer book, which is just, it's kind of cheesy romance, but it's not like the erotic cheesy romance. So it's just, it's a scene between, Seth and Justine, but it's from her Cedar Cove series. So if anybody out there knows that and you know Seth and Justine, there you go. Crap, my tablet went dark. Hang on just a second. I might try to edit that, but I suck at editing, so who knows if that'll make it out of here or not. All right. Why does it keep going back there? Sorry. Please don't hate me. All right. There is a fire in a building. Inside is one of your siblings. If you're an only child, then it's your best friend. I have a brother. Do you save one of your siblings or your or four strangers? I'm totally going to chicken out on that question. My brother is old enough to take care of himself, so he's going to help me, and we're going to save eight strangers. If he's injured, he's the first one I save. I'm not gonna lie. Like, if he can't take care of himself, yeah, he's my brother. I'm sorry. Blood is blood. You know, family is family. Okay, would you rather forget who you are or whom everyone else is and why? I'd rather forget who I am. No question. I've had enough troubles in my life with who I am and how I feel about myself that, you know, if I could start over, sometimes that'd be really great. And I don't want to forget my kids. I don't want to forget my husband. I don't want to forget my parents. I mean, I love the people I surround myself with. Okay, you get to do a love scene from any movie starring any actor or actress of your choosing. Which movie and which actress? This is no question. I would absolutely take Marina Baccara's place in the calendar scene from Deadpool. Sorry. Number one, Ryan Reynolds. You. Excuse me. Number two, it's just a really hot scene. I mean, come on. And I love International Women's Day. Just saying. Okay, what is something people always specifically ask you about? And does it drive you up the wall? And why? Okay, here comes old lady, Nolabelle. I crochet. I love to crochet. It's very calming. And I have sold what I crochet for quite a while now. I do a lot of amigurumi, which is the little tiny stitch, like stuffed animals. I'm actually, you know, toot my own horn. I'm actually very, very good at it. And I already charge way below the typical charge for these things. So it kind of bugs me when people want me to do something for free. And it's like, you don't understand. I have a skill that is actually worth quite a bit if I was to price myself with the market. I don't price myself with the market because I think that it's kind of insane how expensive some of that stuff gets. But it pisses me off. I'm not gonna lie. It's like, hello, respect me enough to respect what I'd make and appreciate it. Sorry, there's my rant. Would you rather be ridiculously good looking and rather dim, or ridiculously ugly and remarkably clever? That one is actually kind of difficult for me. I've spent my life, not to sound snobbish, I've spent my life being not the most attractive person. I was extremely overweight for most of my life. I've just really kind of gotten that underhand finally. And I've always been kind of more intelligent than most of the people I know. So, except for in school when I was in like gifted and, you know, everybody was the same there. So I've lived that. And I know how people treat someone who isn't the most attractive person, and it really sucks. But at the same time, being intelligent, I was able to say, okay, these people suck. And I was able to see it. And I was able to go, you know, I don't need to let their shit bother me because they don't like the way I look. But then I think about some of the stupid people I know, and they're just so fucking happy. And it's because they don't know that they shouldn't be happy. They don't realize that life sucks, you know? That is a horrible answer, I know. So I think I'd rather be ugly and smart. I'm not gonna lie. Okay, if you were truly a robot, would you ever want to know? I think I wouldn't. I mean, I've been who I am my whole life, so why would I want to learn something that might actually change the way I think of myself and I think about my life? So I'd rather stay in the dark. What is the most romantic way a person can woo you? Oh, Lord. I am not a flowers and candy and hearts and stuff kind of girl. That's just not me. Flowers die. You know, my flowers for my wedding, I demanded fake flowers. I hate real flowers for the most part. So I honestly, either pick me up, go through drive-thru, bonus points if it's chicken, especially Raising Cane's chicken fingers. I'll tell you, I'm from the South. And like, take me to the levee, take me to a park, you know, let's just go, just you and me, and hang out. Or even better, but much less likely because it's so much more expensive, take me to a football game. College football, I'm all over that. Let's go. Or if I can get to a Saints game, oh my God, I will marry you. Well, I'm married, but you know, we can talk. Would you accept a $30,000 a week job offer where you get paid to sit in a pitch black room and do nothing for 8 hours a day? No phone, no computer, no lunch break, and no, you can't sleep through your shift either. Holy crap! There's no way on God's green earth. No, I would love $30,000 a week, but I would pay $30,000 a week to not do that. I am one of those people who cannot be left alone with their own thoughts a lot of the time. Not to get too serious, but I get a little I have some depression issues and everything, and when I'm left to think about things, it gets bad. So I don't like to be in silence. I always have my headphones on or something, music, something to distract me from, you know, me. I think I'm awesome when I'm not thinking about that. So, okay, if Jurassic Park was real, would you visit? Assuming it was one of the days where the odds of being eaten by a dinosaur due to them breaking out is fairly low. All right, let's be honest. Do you think those people went thinking, "Hey, the dinosaurs are going to eat us today"? No. So you really don't know that it's a risk. But at the same time, I mean, it's kind of like going to the zoo, you know? And God, it's dinosaurs. How cool is that? And like, my godson is obsessed with dinosaurs, and I love him to death, and I would love to take him to something like that. So yeah, I think I'd totally go. And just, you know, yeah, it's a risk, but you know, fuck it. I'll be like Jimmy Buffett running with my margaritas as a velociraptors or whatever the hell it was. No, it wasn't the pterodactyls. Pterodactyls, sorry, as they're like flying through. Okay, I sound like an idiot. Y'all don't judge me too much. Okay, if you could find out exactly what your life was going to be like in 10 years from now, would you want to know? No. Nope. What if I found out that I was dead? Then I'd be living the rest of my days going, well, I know I'm going to be dead before. Okay, I've got 9 years, 7 months, and how many days? You know, I know I'll be dead sometime in there. No, that would just be awful. And I fully believe in son of a bitch. It's a name for a paradox type of thing. Basically, if you know the future, you cause the future. So I like, you know, you think, you know, you know something that's coming and you try to avoid it and you actually make it happen. I know there's a word for it and I'm blanking. Sorry, I really should have taken my Adderall before doing this. No, don't want to know. Don't want to know. I like to live my life and just see what happens. Okay, if you could learn the answer to one of history's unsolved mysteries, which one would it be? Okay, I totally immediately thought of Robert Stack. Who else did that? Come on. Who else watched Unsolved Mysteries? Let's show our ages, people. I really, God, I sound like a dumbass probably. I really want to know, was there another shooter at the Grassy Knoll? I've been to Dallas, I've seen the area, and I'm just like, you know, I really want definitive answers. I mean, I know what I believe, I know what most people believe, I know what, you know, we're supposed to believe. I just want to know the truth, you know? if you had to lose one of your five senses, which would it be? Damn. Okay. If you lose your sense of smell, it affects your sense of taste. So I don't want to lose my sense of smell. I am a Southern girl, Cajun Southern girl. So I really don't want to lose my sense of taste. I don't want to lose my sense of feel, touch, however you want to put it, because, you know, that's just part of life. Feeling people and feel, you know, knowing and I don't know. I want to be able to still feel hugs and caresses and other fun stuff. Anyway, I wear glasses. Well, actually, I wear contacts again. And I've had surgery on one of my eyes, and I've had to wear an eye patch and couldn't see out of that eye for days, for a couple days, and it sucked. And I don't think I could handle having lived with my eyesight my whole life. I don't think I could handle losing it. So I think the one I would be most willing to give up if I had to would be my sense of hearing, my hearing. The problem with that is if I can't hear, it's harder for me to have a distraction to keep my brain from doing its thing, which just sounds scary on its own again. So, yeah, I guess I'd give up hearing, but you know, I don't want to lose any of them. Okay, say something to a GWAV user that you've always wanted to, but don't say their name. Keep the mystery alive. Okay. He'll know who he is. You are so freaking sexy and amazing, and you make me feel like really amazing about myself, and you have been a massive boost to my self-esteem just in the very short time we've quote known each other. And yeah, just I guess that's what I want to say. So, okay, thanks for listening to my craziness, and I hope I wasn't like too loud or speaking way too fast. I'm a Southern girl, leave me alone. Which is really funny because we're known for being like really slow people, but no, I'm the other type of Southern where we talk really fast, and or we could just blame it on my ADD, whatever. So yeah, thanks. Bye.